as soon as people are walking in the door at the National, it's like, God, we're at the National. This must be, like, important.
Yeah.
Like, it really helps you out.
You automatically go into a National space.
A National space, yeah.
But so it is, you intend it to be more than simply funny. Yeah. Is that fair to say? Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, I think historically, because we've both done comedy, we know what the rhythms of comedy are and how to make it funny. And what's been the thing that's out of our experiences, how to make the sad bits sad and the moving bits moving. And, but, you know, we're getting there with those now, and that really raises it. Because you can soften people up with the laughs and then sort of sucker punch them with this terribly depressing thing about someone's horrible life.
It's two acts. How long does it last?
First half, 55 minutes. Second half, about 50.
See, that's perfect as well, because opera...
Bang, it's really tight. It's really tight as well, because I quite like ending things suddenly. But like, sort of like brutal TV editing, you just cut it really quickly.
It's like, you know, the Meistersingers of Nuremberg, you know what I mean? Those things, no one can keep levels of attention for 5 hours. Someone will email me now and say, yes, we can, it's just you who are a fool.
Yeah.
But it's difficult, isn't it? You know what I mean? Round about hour four, your attention starts to go, doesn't it? So
He's got, it's good, because it's good to have a piece of, you know, highbrow music written by a man with no attention span.
It's true. You know, I think it's 3 hours of music crammed into 2 hours. But it's tight. It's like there's no big intros, so you don't know. And there's no like long ballads. Even though the longest ballad comes in at about sort of 2.5 minutes, but it has all the work and the effect of maybe a 5 minute ballad. And that was the trick I learned.
The other good thing about it is like if you go and see musical theatre, right? You kind of, one of the weird contrived things about it, if you're not like someone that goes to it a lot, is there are these kind of scenes where people talk for 3 minutes about something that's happened to them. And at the end, they go, and that's the last time I ever go to the shops. And then a song goes, he's not going to the shops again for like 4 minutes. But because what Jerry Springer does in the program is he just says to someone, what's your problem? And then they just go into it, right?
Yeah.
So you haven't got to like faff around with needless dramatic scenes, because then people just launch into their answer. Basically, everyone in it sings apart from him. Everyone sings and doesn't speak apart from Jerry Springer,
so
who speaks and doesn't
question.
Sing.
They answer back in opera, and it's amazing how naturalistic it sounds. I mean, you should try it. I always wanted to have this idea that, you know, I just have a conversation with somebody and they're just singing back at you quite naturalistically at the same sort of speed as conversation. And it really works, which was a bit of luck, really. You know,
because I suppose you're at the advantage. There's some unintentional hilarity in opera because of those situations where
it's ridiculous.
So, of course,
but you are playing with that ridiculousness.
Yeah. But also, you're using really brilliant voices. I mean, the people we've got are just fantastic. You know, they're kind of all ages, and they're just they're just really good singers. Yeah. And we've also got a lot of music theatre singers. So you've got you've got music theatre versus opera versus music theatre again. It just seems to sort of work okay, because if it's not a problem, you know, you just get on with it, really.
One of the funny things about the little fringe runs was people had kind of come who were like comedy fans, but they didn't know about opera, and they come out going, oh, you know, I never thought I would enjoy those kind of voices, but deployed in a format that they can relate to, they really get them. Whereas what's happening in the National is interesting. A box office were telling me that somebody's rung up and said, I really want to come and see this opera, but who's this Jerry Springer and what's it about? So we're going to get a really great flip side of a mixture of audiences there, of people that are coming in like for this because it's opera. Some people are coming because they think it'll be a laugh.
Also, in the Littleton Theatre, there's actually no central aisle, so if you want to walk out, you've got to make a lot of noise. I quite like that idea as well. I don't mind that.
Do the real plug-in thing. When and where and how long and all that?
It's April the 9th. Starts April the 9th at the National Theatre. I think the first 2 weeks are cheaper because they're previews, and it goes through to middle of July. And it's on at 7:45 most nights, and ticket prices range from about £12 to... expensive, but not as expensive as ENO.
Okay. And of course, I've got to ask this very DJ question. What does the real Jerry Springer think of it? Do you know what?
Oh, thank God he likes it. He came and saw it in the Edinburgh Festival and really liked it, which is great because we won't get sued.
It's not really like a satire of him. It just sort of uses his story. He gets killed at the end of the first half, though.
Right.
And you've told him the story.
That's right. When he was sitting in Edinburgh watching it, the audience clocked him at half time, and he stood up and he went, it's not true, which is really funny. But anyway.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks, Jerry Springer. Thanks, the opera is at the National Theatre from early April.